It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 882.
Happy hump day, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
It's a big day. Apple's done their announcements. Are you across what they've announced?
Yeah, it's amazing they've brought back the iPhone 4.
It does just feel like it's a bit cyclical, isn't it? We just sort of go back.
This is late, dude. I mean, September's usually the release date. I understand that, you know, unprecedented times, Apple. Mm-hmm. But they've... So I just had a quick look this morning. I had no idea that this was even happening. So I wake up and I just see an article about some new phone and its features. And I think Josh is definitely already pre-ordered.
Look, I am across it. I watched the whole presentation and went for like an hour or so. Yeah. But I also, shout out to Mason, shit mate, great boyfriend. So I messaged him at 7:30 this morning with a completely unreasonable request, which is like, yo, homie, could you look into the Apple announcement and we'll call you up on the show to get a rundown? Interested in what Aussie pricing is and how it compares to previous iPhones, if possible. Only if you're not walking or something. And he said, would have loved to, but working out and making a breakfast up with Grace.
Oh,
isn't that nice? I don't know what's come out. No, so he did it, but then he said essentially the iPhone mini is costing $1,200 Australian, the 12 is $1,350, the Pro is $1,700, the Pro Max is $1,850, the HomePod mini is $150 Australian. But this is if you are getting the base level of these things, right?
Like, so classic salesperson starting from, and then you walk out with spending $80,000 on the top level iPhone.
Exactly.
It's so annoying.
And so, I think so. The most interesting, anything stand out for you?
I do the sharp edges. So they've gone from the beveled or the soft sort of rounded edges back to the iPhone 4 shape, which was like a little sharp. I remember feeling it. I had one. I've pretty much had every one of those versions, the different types. And I don't know. I've got used to the circular edge. I like the feel of it. But I remember people saying, I'm holding out until that sort of sharp comes back. Mm-hmm. Like my brother was that guy.
Really?
And then he got an iPhone. And then I sold him my iPhone 10.
What about, are you across Antenna Gate? Do you remember Antenna Gate?
Oh, is this the 5G? People?
No. Antenna? So this is Antenna Gate. It was actually, I've just Googled it. It was actually referred to, Steve Jobs actually held a thing about it. Like, you know, he had to have a meeting, like a presentation. I'm just looking on Google Images and it says Antenna Gate. So Antenna Gate was, I believe it was the iPhone 4. It was sort of those hard edges. But what would happen is if you held the sides of your phone, you would lose reception. Do you remember this?
Fuck. How far in development does it get before they go, oh, fuck. We're going to ship this anyway.
No, don't hold it like that. fuck, someone used it as a phone. That's so annoying. So it was interesting because I was watching, they're talking about all of the 5G stuff and what they do to do all the testing. They have these massive domes where we're pushing other signals to test it all out. But do you remember what, you probably don't if you don't remember Antenna Gate, they actually had a fix for it. They created another product.
Was it the butt plug 2.0? That's where your antenna goes.
No, it was very similar. No, it was called a bumper. Do you remember do you remember the iPhone, the bumper?
The bumper case?
Yes. So a bumper, it was almost like the silicon wristband sort of things. If you imagine that going across over your phone, it was just a way if it had another surface in between your hand and the phone, it would work fine. And so they were giving out free bumpers.
I remember those things, but I had no idea. I just thought, it's a case. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it is a case, right? It's just like a case.
It's just like it was a cheap solution or whatever to a massive problem.
I mean, the question is, though, are you getting one or not?
No, nah. I mean, I can't even remember. Isn't it funny? Like the I have no idea when I got. When did I get the Pro? Was it the start of this year?
No, last year because we both had our new phones in Los Angeles, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so, oh yeah, that's right. So yeah. Okay.
So it'll be like next year you'll be able to get one, mm-hmm. or you could do the I'm sure they're doing that.
The trade-in sort of stuff. I mean, I feel pretty good. I don't know much about how far 5G has spread. In Australia at the moment, like I don't know, like it's great for populated areas. Like if you're at a where 5G is going to be really good is when you're going to the MCG. Remember, like you would go to the MCG and you would just like lose reception, especially like grand finals or stuff like that.
you would just
lose reception. Or if you
great for big crowded areas, but COVID got that before anyone
exactly.
COVID sorted that problem out,
and so. Yeah, I don't know if there's enough. Like, if you actually look at it and you deconstruct all of the different features, there's nothing that I'm, like, super pumped about.
Yeah. I mean, I watched – I was, like, typed in, like, up close with the iPhone 12 into YouTube. Mm-hmm. Found this video from September, like, a month ago, that has the phone. It's not even – like, it's a fake – it's not Apple releasing this video. It's obviously someone done the renders and – it looks legit, but they've nailed it. It's like they've had the intel. Companies like Quadlock that do all the cases, they get info on the designs to be able to get the cases ready. So I guess it's going out to somebody. I mean, there's leaks everywhere.
But Apple has some of the most outrageous. I just wanted to correct myself because Jess gets annoyed when we say Apple are. Rather than Apple is. So, like, I always think about Apple as, like, the team at Apple. And so, I'll say, Apple are working on this thing.
Yes.
Because she's come from PR and she's written a lot of press releases and stuff. You're meant to say Apple is. Anyway, the Apple are known. Fuck. I've done
Apple
it again.
Is
Apple known. Is known. Okay. Yes. This is like millions all over again, swallowing my owls. Uh-huh. Let's just ignore it for today. If I fuck it up, it's okay.
Okay.
The team at Apple are very, very particular when it comes to security and making sure that there's no leaks. But there was, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a time where an Apple employee, they have to test the products, right? They have to take them out and about. Apple employee got a bit tipsy one night. They had the new phone in a like special case that hid it from being like, so you would just think it was the normal phone, but it was the next generation iPhone. And they left it in the back of an Uber and it ended up getting to a tech blogger and the tech blogger tried to shop it around to different places and they ended up with a search warrant and the police slamming down their door.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's the thing. The company's so big, you'd be scared of just getting... sued, just flat out sued. You'd be left with nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, Steve Jobs actually came back to life and found him and strangled him.
Well, this was when Steve Jobs was still alive, and he was so pissed. Pissed about
fuck around
it.
That guy.
Yeah, yeah. And they were criticized because it wasn't just the way that the it was basically like a criminal case or whatever. So basically they could go in and the police took everything. And so they took all of his computers, all of the stuff, rather than just taking the phone. And so people were pissed off at the time because they were saying, hey, this is like a journalist or whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. But Steve Jobs at the time was very... specific in the way that he spoke around bloggers versus journalists. He wasn't actually that much of a fan of bloggers.
What do you think he was? Do you reckon he was a fan of podcasters? I mean, what would he classify them as?
Yeah, I wonder. Like, I was on
pieces
a rabbit
of
hole.
Shit.
No, I was on a rabbit hole the other day, which was going through. So podcasting
were on or down? I mean, we just got to clarify. Were you at the top of the soil or were you in the...
What does that mean? Oh, yeah.
Did you say that I was
sure,
on a rabbit
hole? In a rabbit hole.
Jess was going to pull you up.
I was deep.
Yeah.
No, they... when Apple introduced podcasting into iTunes was back in 2005. Podcasting started in 2004. But one of the things that was interesting, I was just watching all of these old iTunes, like old videos and things like that. I forgot that iTunes didn't start as a music store. Like, it didn't start as, like, you couldn't buy music from iTunes at the start. So iTunes, their whole campaign back in the early 2000s, like 2001 when the iPod came out, it was rip, mix, burn. And so it was iTunes, it was about taking, ripping the music that you have and then reorganizing or whatever and burning a CD.
Ripping, fuck that term.
Yeah.
That used to float around when I was young. Ripping. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you rip this? You rip this DVD? Mm-hmm. Fuck.
And so the thing is that I was watching this old video of Steve Jobs talking about it. Apple got a bunch of heat because in like young people, when they talk about rip, it was like a term to like rip the stuff that they had. Whereas all of the music execs saw it as ripping off. They thought it was like short for you rip off this thing. And so, but before iTunes, there was no way of, like, you would only rent music online, like from a digital perspective, rather than buying. So iTunes had done a deal, Apple had done a deal with the music, like the studios, to say, hey, we want people to be able to own the music. But they put this thing called DRM, digital rights management, on there, which meant that when you used to have an iPod, if you would plug it, we don't even think about this stuff anymore, but when you'd plug in an iPod, you could download your library from iTunes. But then if you went to a mate's house and plugged into their computer, if you wanted to sync, you had to wipe your device and get all of their stuff. It wasn't like the, there was some of these like smaller whack. Remember like the MP3s that were like a USB stick?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They look, they just look, they almost look like a little battery, like a cylinder shape, long sort of display screen, very derpy, very dumb.
Yeah.
And so, did you have Napster back in the day?
Yeah.
Remember Napster?
Had Napster, had LimeWire, had
Kazaa. LimeWire was after Napster. It was like a, I think Napster had been shut down by that point.
Well, Napster, I think, even moved into a paid model. I think they ended up pivoting.
I love the name Napster and the little icon. That God,
What do you remember downloading? Do you remember downloading any specific songs from Napster?
I think it was like what's it called? Oh, fuck, Teenage Dirtbag. Like no.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, no, that's a good one. I've been playing that heaps lately.
The Offspring.
Oh yeah.
I was just remembering his hair. His hair was like the guy from The Offspring was like Josh Jansen when he was 10 years old. Dyed his hair blonde.
I'm sure it was in part of the inspiration. But the I'm just seeing in the chat that Jess is saying lol. She's obviously picking up all the is and ahs. I remember Austin Powers being a big thing during the time of Napster and downloading a bunch of Austin Powers quotes.
Quotes?
Yeah. So it would just be like little visuals. Bits of like fat bastards saying, I got a bit of corn in my clap. Yeah. And you just download it, have it on your iPod, just walking along.
Well, you could get porn on there too, couldn't you? That was like... Yeah, or was that LimeWire?
Yeah,
LimeWire,
definitely. LimeWire was... I feel like Napster was very much like a MP3 thing. But yeah, LimeWire, and I think they were all using peer-to-peer tech, but it wasn't until later. Because sometimes you'd download... Remember, you'd download a song and then it would be scrambled. So there'd be anti-piracy companies going out... And they would basically, if you imagine peer-to-peer, is it's like people are putting up these files and then you're downloading them. There would be a bunch of companies putting up files that are damaged so that when people download them, they wouldn't work.
I mean, it's a theme in our business to be picked up on how we're talking. I guess that's what we do for a living in some ways. We communicate. We try.
That's the goal.
The nuts and bolts. Mm-hmm. There's a few nuts and bolts missing, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. one of the things you got pulled up on was in conversation you say, I get it, like very early on.
Yep.
And I was like, no, I get that. I listen. I understand when you say that. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of went over my head. I got it, so I'm all good with it. There's one. There's one with Amy that I say that she's pulled me up on, and I don't even mean it in the way that I say it. I say,
I've heard enough.
No. I say, oh, I'll let you. So it's like, I'll let you.
Okay. Yeah. Do sure. this. Very controlling.
I'll
let you cook dinner.
Yes. And so it's easier to say, oh, I'll let you do dinner. Oh, I'll let you do the bath with Bodhi. I'll go and, you know, do that. And so I don't even mean it in like, you have my permission to bathe our son. That's a good one.
You have my permission to make dinner now. I'll let you order. It's almost like when I say, oh, yeah, I'll let you, Brie, go into the grocery shop, play, you know, the supermarket, and I'll mind the car. As if the car doesn't like lock, no, it's like just mining, just like looking out, like I'm doing something heroic.
Yeah, I think it does definitely come from thinking. Like it probably comes from a place of wanting to do. I'm doing the other thing that you're not doing, so it's like, sure. like you said, oh, I'll let you go. Like it's something that they want to do.
Sure,
but that's where it gets missed when it's of a task that is. Nobody wants to fucking do it.
Well, it feels like you're being a bit of a martyr at that point. Like it's just like, oh, I'm always, you know, I will do the hard stuff. It's like if Brie would say, oh, I'll let you, you know, cut the onions. It's like, well, you don't like cutting the onions. So let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
I'm putting in some solid effort here. That's only ever happened once.
Or I'll let you lick the icing off the spoon. You know, like that's when it's, oh, darling, would you like me to let you, I'll let you lick the icing off the spoon. It's usually in something relating to something good, but I've started using it to shit things.
But then also, once you start picking up on it, it's very hard to speak.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Amy since.
Have you let her speak to you?
No, absolutely not. That was the last thing I said. Amy, I'm not going to let you speak to me again.
Yeah, it is it's definitely one of those things where like the I get it. I reckon I've, the other one is I reckon. I think Jess must be like a Lynn Jansen where she picks up on stuff because she says, oh, you say I reckon a lot.
I mean, I reckon. You are quite Aussie in your pronunciation.
Do you think?
But I might be too. It's easier to sort of see how someone else is outside of your own self.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, sure. I mean, you're pretty. You're a little bit sort of. Oh yeah. Like I think if we were, I would like to see myself as more international.
Okay, more so sort of, I'm. Oh yeah, and you're
Dave. No. You're Dave Hughes, and I am. Yeah, I don't know who my voice. Like I don't know. I like to think this is the story I've told.
You're a cheap David Attenborough.
No, but I watch so much international content. Surely, like I think that's a brand value. I like trying, you know, VPN stuff, watching, you know, things that aren't available to us. I got CNN working, by the way. Thank you, Dr. K, for your help.
So that's what you've wanted. More news in your life, or at least the American feed. I get it. You travel and you have it in the background. You feel like you're really international. I remember when the royal scandal went down, not the royal scandal, the royal hoax, where a radio station called and got through to a nurse where the hospital that had a princess in. And anyway, it went pear-shaped. But I remember when that all went pear-shaped, I was in LA in my hotel room. Listening to CNN and they were referencing the person that I worked with that had done it. And I was like, this is so surreal knowing the person that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, work in the same fucking building as them.
News is like, so weird. It's like the so I was watching CNN and they had the guy that, you know, that juice that we spoke about. I watched the – Shannon Tilney sent me the video of the guy drinking as he's on the skateboarding.
Yeah, dog face. Is it dog face? Yeah,
I don't know. Dog face style guy. Or something. Yeah.
Great story.
But they've got like they had him on CNN, and I just don't know if the anchor really cared as much as he was pretending. But he was like, oh, Man, this is the thing that we need in 2020. Oh. I'm just thinking about it. Okay. Oh man, this guy is a delight. Oh, you are going to love him. Man, welcome to the big stage. How are you? Like, this is how he's talking. Yeah. I was just like, this is not the news. Like, it's almost, I don't like when the news covers the internet because you see their blind spots.
Well, you see where they're trying to either relate. It's like they're trying to search for, it's you know what it's like? You're at a party and there's someone that sort of like is a bit daggy and they always rock in and they're like trying to jump in on the cool conversation.
Are you the cool guy?
Well, yeah. If there's one of us out of you and I, it's the referencing. Yeah, you guys seen that TikToker? Yeah. But that guy's the story, just not that this is about that. We're cool and we can speak about it. But that guy who did this TikTok and it went viral, and he lives in a trailer park with his young daughter, and you just tell this guy is so genuine and he's, you know, just done this thing that has fucking flipped his world upside down and he's in hotel. Like, I hope it's a good thing. Like, I hope it doesn't get to it. He seems like he's old enough for it to be like, oh my God, this is awesome for my family. You know, we can get out of the trailer park. I can make cash now.
What do you reckon the brand deal? So I was thinking about this. I was like, if you were a brand, what's the juice called? It's like a
cranberry juice.
Cranberry
juice. But it was, yeah, I mean, that bottle is probably, you know, that bottle, imagine the company that.
Yeah, so I was thinking the juice, they're getting enough out of it already. They don't really need to do anything. Yeah. But what's the secondary brand within the video where he could recreate it? And it could be like a TVC pre-roll video for a brand. I had an idea.
It's not helmet safety because he doesn't have a helmet on his skateboard. He's got tattoos all over him, on his head, like on the side of his head. He's got clothes on, so there's merch opportunities. Skateboarding. I mean, there's recycling. It could be a recycling ad.
The recycling ad's really good. The area I went into was the skateboard stuff around like electric skateboards.
Yeah.
So it could start off that way, and then all of a sudden the remote comes off, and then it comes up, and he presses the remote, and then he's in like full gear, and he's like,
yeah,
doing
like
crazy tricks.
Have you seen he's actually doing? So he's using. This is the worry. It's actually not the worry, you know, being known as the one trick person.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him, his trick is riding a skateboard, drinking a beverage and sort of just having fun. And so he's already done it with like a hot sauce, and he's obviously been paid some cash.
Yeah.
They've jumped on early, and it's the obvious thought, recreate, do exactly what you did with my product in your hand.
Sure.
And so he's got this weird thing. He's drinking a hot sauce, I'm pretty sure. At first, I was like, tomato? Fucking, is he drinking like tomato sauce? Mm-hmm. And then I see he's tagged in a hot sauce business. And so I wonder at that point that...
What do you reckon? What sort of cash do you think?
Oh, dude, minimum 30K to just go out on your skateboard for that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, like, the thing is, there's two approaches.
He's bought the trailer park he lives in. Yeah.
So if you do the 30K sort of stuff, you're going to play in the volume game. You're going to have to do three or four of these sort of things, whereas there's probably a bigger exclusive play, you would think, where it's going for the much higher ticket item.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
and just
He's got a manager.
Of course.
And so they...
It's so American, isn't it? Just like having a manager. I think every person that we met, didn't matter if they were an Uber driver or working at McDonald's, they had a manager.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's got a manager at McDonald's. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah, dude. It is weird. The internet is a weird place. How it just changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's for the best for that bloke.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, he was doing it anyway. He was doing it well, like just having fun with his daughter, having fun at work. just seem like a happy-go-lucky guy. I reckon where he'll land is like a weed sponsorship. I saw he dabs. So it's like resin. Remember that stuff when we went to? It's like this little paste, and you burn it, and it's basically the same as smoking marijuana. And so he's mentioned that in videos. Like he has like a canister of this stuff around his neck. And so I can imagine him landing some deals there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is interesting. Today on Hump Day Replay, Crystal Andrews is on the show with
we love Crystal
with GB and the crew. And it was great. I was speaking to Sevs and Jess and GB afterwards, and GB asked big questions, which I just looked like he ended up like Jess said, "Oh yeah, GB asked some big questions." I'm like, "Oh, what? Like about the economy?" And she's like, "Yeah." Yeah, ask Chris about the economy and a bunch of stuff. So I'm excited to listen to that today on Hump Day Replay. Are you off tomorrow and Friday? Yeah. Are you off from now? This is the last ep?
This is the last ep for this week. Mm-hmm. Taking some annual leave. I mean, this is me breaking the streak. Mm-hmm. This is...
I did it with my COVID test.
You did it? Yep, You got a COVID test. I'm not having a COVID test. Mm-hmm. I mean...
You could even get one. Might as well.
I could get one. I got time. I got time to kill.
Yeah,
and I can't go anywhere else.
Maybe recreate TikToks. I mean, where are you going? What are you going to do? What are you thinking about? What's on your list?
Well, nothing. That's a whole. I reckon I'll try and do 3 meditations in a day.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to sleep.
Read a book, and just chill.
What about the shed in the back? Because I know that
it's going to be raining. It's going to be raining, guys. It's been delivered. The shed's come. And so, I reckon grand final day, I'll get that up, which is a week out from...
So, will grand final day have a grand final on it?
Yeah, just not in Victoria.
Okay. Do we know who the grand finals...
Brisbane. It will be in Brisbane, and they haven't... The deciding matches are happening. Okay. And so... It will be decided. Mm-hmm. I really hope that Brisbane, for any of you international listeners, it's usually in Melbourne, has never been in... I don't think it's ever been in another state. Usually at the MCG, still in lockdown, so...
Do they have crowds or no crowds?
No, it'll be full up in Brisbane. They'll fill that stadium.
Really?
They'll do it to what they can, but that's why it's up there, because it's open. And so, yeah, imagine... It never happens in Brisbane, and then it happens. Then randomly, based on the situation, it happens in Brisbane and a leading team, and they get in. I'm barracking for Brisbane.
That would be fun. And then we've got Melbourne Cup is still happening.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
So I don't know what the deal is. Like, I'm guessing no marquees.
Yeah. Well, I just saw
no nibbles.
Sydney, they can do events outside with up to 500 people. So it is all kind of, it's all kind of happening. Mm-hmm. But I just heard this morning my favourite cafe when I used to live in Shepparton has closed because a person with coronavirus has been coming in.
Oh, that's annoying.
And so there's been a new case in the Goulburn Valley, which, I saw the post on Facey.
Talking about someone with COVID, Trump... In his rallies, man, you just got to watch the video just for a laugh. But he comes into the rally on the, you know, the big what's the plane called that the president goes in? Air Force One.
Yep.
So arrives in that, and they've got fucking YMCA playing. That's the song that they have playing. You know, YMCA, and he's like at the end, he's like, you know, walking around, just sort of. I don't actually see him. The headline said Trump does YMCA or whatever. I didn't see him. I don't know if it's too low status for him to actually do the moves, but he was just sort of doing a bunch of sort of fists and pointing at people and being like, yeah, come on, let's go. You do it.
I mean, you do that kind of stuff. It works. It has a vibe. There's a vibe. It is a vibe.
Well, which bit do I do? The pointing or the...
Oh, just like they're almost just slightly comical moves that you that you just like, you know, the wobble of your head or just like moving your hips or, you know, it's... it works. It's a thing. It's just, I mean, the difference was Obama just actually moonwalking out and fucking owning it. He could actually dance. No, but he can move.
Yeah.
I've seen him sort of get around. Imagine Trump playing basketball. Like you see Obama, he had, I remember these YouTubers wanted to, you know, get to the White House to play basketball.
That's right.
And they did it. Mm-hmm. And they got there and Obama played a bit of b-ball with them. Imagine, and he took off his jacket. And so he's got his, you know, tight, white, sort of lean Obama.
But he had a little bit, I remember he had it tucked in, but it's like a little bit like you can see, and you see he's got a good rig. But he's like, but it wasn't too tight, I don't think. I feel like it had like a little bit of, it was very sort of the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, that's the thing. Imagine trying to play a bit of basketball with Trump. I mean, if I had the option to choose Trump or Obama to play a bit of basketball with, I'd go Trump for the just weirdness of it.
Just like the, this fucking
weird. Just see if his toupee falls off.
It's so weird, isn't it? Yeah, the whole thing's weird. Anyway, it's like a couple of weeks until the election in the States.
There's a countdown timer, 20-something days. I actually saw Ryan Holiday posted a photo on his Instagram, which I got around it. He said he's putting up a photo, putting up a big billboard of vote for Biden. And he said even someone with conservative values knows what the right thing is to do.
Well, because he was saying, but he even was specific about it. He said, you know, someone who owns guns, who, you know, has their own meat that they kill, you know.
Lives like on all a ranch.
Lives on a ranch, all that sort of thing. It feels like there is that. I mean, I have no doubt that we're still in our own echo chamber, all that sort of thing. But it's interesting, like seeing that sort of stuff. Like, okay, maybe it is. There is going to be positive change, even like people aside, you know, just moving towards, like, you can't look back in the last, you know, year and say, oh, things are going well. Like, there needs to be some form of change. So
what's coming in, and that is in the form of me being away until next week from today.
And the other thing I'd like to say is I've been so into the US election that the Electoral Commission or whatever has been fucking emailing me. I don't know if I've changed my address, so I'm probably going to get a fine or some shit. Have you got a vote as well?
Well, Amy filled the form out. I signed it. And
you let
it was
her do
a postal it? Vote. It's a postal vote. I let her do it.
You're so nice.
I get it. I said, Amy, I get it. I'll let you do it.
Well, yeah, they emailed me. I'm not sure. I still need to get the sticker for my new address. Like, I probably shouldn't say new anymore because I've been here for a year and a half. Well, how long have I been here for?
Quite some time. Yeah. Quite some time. I mean, can't you do it online? This is fucking.
Well, they've already. I got an email. Paper. No, you could have. I'm sure I could have just clicked a button, but they said. I just got an email saying, "Hey, your voting stuff is being sent to your nominated, like your residential address."
Okay.
So anyway. I don't even know what is it for local.
Yeah, it's for local. It's for local. And if we're going to take anything from this, it's remember to vote.
Yeah. we probably should look into our own backyard. Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Check out Hump Day replay. Mm-hmm. It's just dropped.
Yeah. And
it's out there.
See you tomorrow with someone trying their best to fill the shoes of Tommy Jacket. Who will it be?
Hard.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll have a good one,
guys. See
you guys.